here we are again. This is our final message in the little book of Titus. Stay tuned for our program. We've been looking at Paul the Apostle as he writes this letter to Titus, a young pastor in the island of Crete. He writes to him, and in chapter 1, he says you need to set in order the things that are wanting. Set in order the things that are wanting, verse number 5. Well, he says that what he has to do, and there was about 90 cities on that island at the time, and he was to ordain pastors in all of these places. That was quite an undertaking. Now, he said when you do that, you need to put pastors in who meet the qualifications, and he gives the qualifications, which not only included the things that had to do with internal spirituality, but had to do with how they would handle themselves concerning the problems that they were confronted with. And he said those problems included in verse number 10, unruly and vain talkers. They were deceivers. He said in verse 11, their mouths must be stopped. He says in verse 13, you need to rebuke them sharply because they are teaching things they ought not to teach. In chapter 2, he continues to say, you need to speak up, Titus, and those pastors who are taking those churches in those cities, they need to speak up. Verse number 2 says, or verse 1 of chapter 2 says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. There was a lot of unsound doctrine being promoted then, as there is today. And so he says in verse 15 of chapter 2, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. You have the authority to do this. Do it. That was the responsibility. Well, we see here the reason for that. It says, see that word in verse number 2 of chapter 2, that, do this, speak sound doctrine, that, so that, this is the result of it, you will influence the aged men in verse number 2, aged women, verse number 3, young women, verse number 4, and young men, verse number 6. That pretty well covers it all. He said you need to preach sound doctrine that the aged men, aged women, young women, young men will be influenced because someone else is influencing them. Verse 11 says they are subverting whole houses. So speak up or you're going to lose those people in your congregation. We get to chapter 3, and we'll deal with that today. He is dealing with specific problems in the churches there at Crete. Now, we have our specific problems today. Now, if you're going to deal with these problems, he said there's some things you need to be. We saw back in 2 Timothy chapter 1, that chapter dealt with how the pastor was to think. And then in chapter 2, it said this be, and chapter 3, this no, and in chapter 4, this do. Well, it's very similar as we get here to this situation, and of course, it's similar today. But he says here in verse number 1, put them in mind to be. Now, it's interesting, and there's a great series of messages here for someone who wants to preach them. And this is what the pastor should preach to his people. He says in chapter 3 and verse 1, be subject. 3 and 1, be ready. 3 and 2, be gentle. 3 and 8, be careful. 3 and 12, be diligent. 3 and 14, be not unfruitful. If we go back to the beginning of Paul's letter to Titus, he says back in chapter 1 and verse 6, be blameless. And then in verse 9, be able. Then in chapter 1 and verse 13, be sound in the faith. And then in chapter 2 and verse 4 and 2 and verse 6, he says, be sober. And then he talks in chapter 2 and verse 3, be in behavior. In chapter 2, verse 5, he says, be discreet, and then in 2 and 9, he said, be obedient. It's kind of like what Paul was saying to Timothy when we said back there in those four chapters, this thing, this be, this no, and this do. Chapter 2, he dealt with this be, and he said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He said, then the things that thou hast learned, commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. In 2 Timothy 2 and 4, we see God has chosen the pastor to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In 1 Timothy 4 and 6, he said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Well, what do you have to do to be a good minister of Jesus Christ? Put the brethren in remembrance of these things. And it goes on to say, be nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. And so what he has here, what Paul has given to Titus, as I said, is a good series of messages, that he was to teach the church members what their responsibility was. Well, Paul concludes his letter to Titus by focusing back on Titus' responsibility as a pastor. And he says in verse number 8, these things I will that thou affirm constantly. Affirm these things constantly. It means to strongly state with confidence these things that have been discussed in this little letter to Titus. Then he concludes in verse 10, where he instructs Titus, saying, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. Now, things were different back there. Titus had a local church. There was no international influence. Like there is today, we are being internationally influenced by all kinds of people promoting false doctrine. Particularly, we said in other broadcasts here, to do with changing the plan of salvation. That's pretty serious. Well, Peter, we have a situation with him where it's outside of the local church. And Paul said he had to withstand him to the face because he was causing other people to go astray, and he publicly rebuked him before them all. That was a situation that was outside of the local church. He said he's even causing Barnabas to go astray. Well, today we have the situation, as we have mentioned in a previous broadcast, having to do with Jack Hiles. We said that Jack knows more than Jesus about repentance. Jesus said, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jack said, no, don't believe that stuff. You're not going to get a crowd with that. That's heresy. Then Curtis Hudson, who at the time was in charge of the Sword of the Lord, supported that. And we have dealt with that issue in these broadcasts, as should everybody who wants to preach the truth. Every pastor should be doing this so our people know what's going on. Well, these are not the only two issues that we have to deal with, but it doesn't get any more important than the issue of salvation. But there's many other issues that need to be dealt with, and people need to know what the truth is because of the international influence that is preaching a lot of false doctrine these days from our so-called fundamental movement. Now, remain silent if you want a preacher, but if you do, count on losing the next generation. Your young people are going to get sucked in to the apostasy. Well, a better plan is to do what it says here, what Paul said to Titus, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority.